Hey, this is Pastor Mark Robinson, and I want to take a second and welcome you to this week's episode of This is Wildwood, a conversation where we celebrate what it looks like to follow Jesus together to the glory of God at Wildwood Community Church in Norman, Oklahoma. Thanks for making the space to be with us today. Well, welcome to today's episode. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the importance of prayer. I think it's fascinating inside of the gospel accounts that one of the things that Jesus' disciples explicitly ask him to teach them is how to pray. And I think it's because they saw Jesus modeling a life of consistent prayer. And so as his followers, we spend time praying as well. And that's something that is a part of a number of our ministries, but it's also something that is practiced by Wildwood folks, both in their personal lives, but as well as in their lives as they interact with others in the community. And today we're going to hear a story about how God has been at work using prayer in our community. And so with me today, we have several people who are involved in the student ministry here at Wildwood. So we have Amory Hubbard, and we have Natalie Wood, and we have Sierra Morin. And so I want to just begin and just welcome you all here. So glad that y'all are a part of the podcast today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mark.
Terrific. Well, and I wanted to also just give a chance for Anne-Marie and for Natalie to introduce yourselves to us. So Anne-Marie, maybe we'll start with you, and you can just introduce yourself so that we can begin to get to know you a little bit.
As Mark said, my name is Anne-Marie Hubbard. My parents are Wayne and Stephanie Berryhill, and I'm married to Jake Hubbard, and I work full-time as a manufacturing engineer at Johnson Controls, and then I also have the pleasure of getting to serve in the student ministry as a 7th grade girls leader.
My name is Natalie Wood. I'm a 7th grader at Whittier Middle School. My parents are Andy and Amy Wood, and I have an older brother named Jacob Wood in high school.
Fantastic. We are so encouraged to have you all here today. And then Sierra Morin is also with us, and Sierra works on staff here at Wildwood in our student ministry, investing in the girls' ministry, among other things. And so one of the key components of our girls' ministry is an event called Rooted. And so Sierra, maybe share with us a little bit about what Rooted is.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rooted Girls Night is, we have it twice a year, and we'll do it like once a semester. And it's just an opportunity for our middle school and high school girls just to connect with each other, but then also to hear from other women within the church. We'll bring in guest speakers. We've even had like Kelly Skrapka and Muriel Kemp and even my mom come and speak. And we just do this because I see the importance of middle school and high school girls first just being around each other, but then also worshiping together, and then hearing topics that are related specifically to something that they're dealing with. And so I just love it because there's not a lot of opportunities for these middle school and high school girls to really be together. And so anytime that I can get them together in the same room, hearing topics that they, you know, they're struggling with or something that they're passionate about, they want to learn. And so we'll bring in speakers, we'll have a craft sometimes, and just any way that they can apply what they've learned that night, we'll do that. And so, and then Rooted is based off of Colossians 2, 6 through 7. And it just says, therefore, you have received Christ the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you are instructed and overflowing with gratitude. And so we just want these girls to be rooted in Christ. And so that's what the purpose of these nights are for.
Praise God for that. And thank you so much for how you allow the Lord to use you in leading this very important ministry to the young women here at Wildwood.
Absolutely.
Well, Natalie, you have come to a Rooted Night before. I haven't. They don't invite me. But they do invite you.
And so sorry. We're
it's no okay. I'm not offended by that. But you've come before, and as you've come, even this last time, God was at work, and you heard some things. Tell us a little bit about your experience at Rooted this last September.
Well, this was my first Rooted because I've been busy during other Rooteds. So it was kind of cool to come in and hear from Sierra's sister and hear all these things that she's been through all her life. Well, we're not even like anywhere close to a quarter done with it, most likely. And so hearing her story of how she wanted to go out, be a disciple in other places in other countries, but God kept pushing her away or putting obstacles in her path. And she understood, I need to wait for when God wants me to do this. And then she found her place, telling people nearby in places that it seems unlikely that you would hear from a missionary or anything like that. And I think it's kind of cool that he showed us this when it shows us that in middle school, you're going to move on. You're going to want to do things that maybe God doesn't want you to do or isn't right for your life. So you need to trust him, like with what friends you have, with what you go into for school or college. Trust him and he'll lead you on the wisest path.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just to trust the Lord and to hear that call inside of Rooted and then want to walk outside that room and begin to apply that in your life. One of the things that I heard about was one of the ways you wanted to apply this was to maybe take this idea of reaching out to your friends and maybe even being able to pray for them. And you took that idea and you applied it even with your volleyball team. So would you talk with us a little bit about how you applied some of what you heard at Rooted in your life and with your team?
Well, like the reason why I got the confidence to do this is because I kind of wanted to do this with my team for a while because I knew my brother did it for most of his life with his basketball teams. But then one of my teammates started coming to our church and I talked to her about it and she agreed that if for some reason our teammates didn't want to, she would pray with me if no one else would. Mm-hmm. So we agreed to introduce the idea to our teammates and it went amazingly. Almost everyone wanted to do it and even if they didn't, they weren't rude about it. They let us go off and pray and did their own things. The coaches respected us. They let us finish everything. And even one time, one of my teammates wanted to pray for our group, and so we let her, and she did amazing, and I was extremely proud of her for getting the confidence to go up and pray for our other, like, 8 teammates and not be scared.
That is so cool. And I love what you said, too, that you had a teammate, and together you brought your faith onto the team, and you were encouraging one another just to be able to even pray together. That is so, so cool. And I love just the blessing that comes when we're able to pray, because God hears our prayers and he's able to work. And I know that God is answering your prayers even related to your team. So thank you for that demonstration of great faith, Natalie. Thank you so much for that. Emery, as a leader, you've seen Natalie take this step. How does that encourage you?
Yeah, so my prayer entering every Wednesday night in any event that we do with WSM is that the girls would leave changed by who Christ is and trusting him more. And seeing that prayer answered in this one example through Natalie is just so encouraging. To see her leave an event with a conviction and to see her respond in obedience, trusting that the Lord will provide her the boldness and the courage to pray for her team encourages me, and it encourages me to be a brighter light for my coworkers and for the people that I interact with in the community as well.
Praise God for that. You know, and one of the things I love about life and ministry is it's not just about one thing. It's not all focused around one event like Rooted, and then we have to wait another year to have this. Part of the reason why we meet weekly and on Sunday mornings and in student ministry on Wednesday nights as well, just to encourage one another to continue to live out our faith. But I also know there are some other special events that are upcoming in the student ministry calendar. So, Sierra, maybe you could share with us some of the opportunities. If people are hearing this, maybe they're a parent, maybe they're a student, they'd like to get involved or just a member of the congregation and they'd like to hear how they might be able to pray for student ministry. What's on the calendar in the days ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. So two of our favorite events are coming up, and the first one is just for our middle school students, and it is called Great Night, and it is exactly that.
Is it an average night?
No, you know, I think it's a great night.
It's a great night. Just
yes.
Double checking.
Yeah, yeah. Great
amazing.
Night.
Amazing.
There you go. From a middle school student itself, it's amazing. But no, so it's called Great Night, and it's for any middle school student, so it's not just students here at Wildwood. We would love for them to invite their friends, and it is a lock in and a lock out. So we go to Blazers Ice Rink, we go to Elevation Jump Park, and then we wind up back at the church with inflatables and games and just so much fun. And so we would love any middle school student to sign up for that, and the cost is $55. You can find more information on the website under the Student Ministry tab. And then for our high school students, we also have Avenue Retreat, which is November 1st through the 3rd, and the cost is $99. And that that is just a weekend retreat for our high school students to refresh, to hear teaching, to worship together, and just to hang out. And so those are two of our favorite events that are coming up.
Yeah, there's a lot that's happening the days ahead in student ministry, and just an opportunity to invite our students to gather, because when they gather together, they encourage one another to live out their faith.
Yep.
And Amory, thank you so much for the ministry that you have with young women here. Mm-hmm. Natalie, thank you so much for just the example of faith that you are to all of us. And Sierra, thanks for all that you do as well. Friends, thank you for joining us today. I hope that hearing Natalie's story has encouraged you just to spend time in prayer as well, and to not be shy about asking to pray for others in the environments where you go, whether that's inside of your family or with your friends or inside of just different opportunities as the Lord provides them to you. We can go before Him and ask Him to be at work in our lives, and we can trust that He hears those prayers and that He will respond. Well, this has been another episode of This is Wildwood. Thanks so much for joining us today. And we would love to hear your story of how you've seen God at work. So go to wildwoodchurch.org/thisiswildwood and let us know what's happening. We'd love to feature your story on a future episode. Friends, we will talk with you soon. But until then, let's follow Jesus together to the glory of God.